Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we're going to finish off November. This is the last week of November.
Okay.
All right. We just had Thanksgiving, followed by Black Friday. And now here we are, the last week of November. And we're going to talk this week all about spending and how to prepare for this holiday season to make sure that we don't go into debt through the holiday season by overspending.
When you were growing up, did you know about Black Friday?
No.
I didn't know that it existed.
Yeah.
I was through college and into my early adulthood before I even knew that such a thing existed.
Yeah, I had looked it up, and I didn't know you were going to ask me that question, but I had looked it up because I know that it started in Philadelphia. It started in Philadelphia because, and it was coined by police officers,
right,
who noted that there were an increased number of car accidents.
But that was years ago.
Yeah. I don't remember when. I don't remember the year. But
it
was...
the 40s or 50s or so. Or,
yeah.
It was very early.
Yeah.
I mean, and I thought about... I never knew about Black Friday.
Right.
And in fact, I didn't know about it till I came to the South.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it was something I never knew about up north. I never heard the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered whether... maybe it was a financial consideration.
My memory was that our moms always went shopping on Thanksgiving Day. When I was growing up, we all went to my grandmother's house on Thanksgiving Day for lunch, and we all got together and everything. After that, all of the moms left Nanny's house on Thanksgiving Day. All left Nanny's house and went shopping, and we stayed and we loved it because
where
that
did
meant
they
that
shop?
I have no idea. I don't know. We went out. We were playing and having a good time the whole
day. That's what we did. You know, up north it was usually snowing at the end of November.
We were wearing shorts and
playing outside,
playing in the water.
Right. Well, anyway, but I wanted to ask you that question to see if because I wasn't aware of it until middle adulthood, I think.
Yeah.
Before I realized that there was such a thing. But you mentioned Black Friday and not going into debt.
Right.
And the other thing that I learned in reviewing these various articles is that financial strain is the leading cause of stress during the holiday season. We've talked a lot about being with family and dinners and being with people you don't like and all that. But the biggest stress is financial.
Right.
And presumably it's because we spend so much money, some which we don't have,
right,
in October, November, and December. And then we have to pay the piper, as it were.
Mid-January. Those credit card bills come in mid-January, it's rough.
And you hope that you get a tax refund before the bills come due.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I guess we use credit cards during the holidays. So anyway, we're going to talk about...
Yeah, we're going to talk about from a variety of different perspectives and hopefully offer some strategies for you guys to consider as you're entering into this holiday season. This podcast is going to post on Cyber Monday. Is that what
they
call
it? That's right,
Cyber Monday. So today you will be doing, you and millions of other people will be doing a lot of online spending today. You know, and I'm so glad that we're talking about this too, because I opened up my email this morning.
Yeah,
and I had 150 emails.
Mm-hmm.
About 90% were shopping ads. Were ads about Cyber Monday or, you know, Black Friday continues.
Why do you get so many?
You know, who knows why I get so
many?
I don't
get that many.
Well,
I don't buy stuff. I mean, so I might.
You know,
right?
The other 10% were about Jared Kushner and the Trump administration and all that. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
It's like those are all the emails that I get.
So
I'm on this email list.
Yeah, I was surprised when you told me you had that many ads, email ads, because I don't get any ads. I mean,
it was overwhelming. So, but we're going to talk about this, and so we're going to start out the week talking about an article from MarketWatch,
right?
MarketWatch.com. I've never been to this website before, but
I hadn't either.
10 psychological retail tricks to make you splurge this holiday season. So, yes, we're going to start out by acknowledging that there is a psychology to marketing and to business. Mm-hmm. And there are some pretty significant psychological tricks that are played on you to get you to spend more money. And we're going to talk about that actually a couple times this week.
Right. And this is from a book. I looked this up later, called Brand Watch.
Yeah.
Brand Washed. Tricks companies use to manipulate our minds and persuade us to buy, by Martin Lindstrom.
Yeah,
and
so it's a play on brainwashed,
right.
But it's brand washed, right?
But he lists four there's these four things that he lists at the beginning. Said there are four don'ts,
okay? Right? Right.
And I agree. I've made all those mistakes.
That's right. So we'll do these quickly because these aren't even the 10 things.
No, they're not even the 10.
But it's rule number one: don't bring your kids with you when you go shopping
because you'll spend 29% more. How do they figure this stuff out?
The second thing is don't bring your partner with you.
19%.
Number three is don't use a shopping cart.
Now that one I have a little trouble with because I can imagine myself clutching all these things.
Right. And number four, now this is an interesting one. Carry $100 bills.
and our first thought is that
who has a $100 bill? No, but he says carry $100 bills.
That's right.
So that would be incredibly difficult because I don't have a $100 bill.
Well, my dad used to tell me, he said, bring large bills because you're less likely to break them.
Right? Yeah, that's what my great-grandfather, Big Daddy is what we called him. I don't know why we call him Big Daddy. He wasn't a big guy.
That's like a cat on a hot tin roof.
We had Big Daddy and we had Big Mama.
Did you really?
Big Mama was a little bit bigger, but Big Daddy wasn't a big guy at all. So I'm not sure where the names came from. But they're my great-grandparents, so they had those names before I came along, I think. But he always had a $100 bill in his wallet. He'd go, hey, Bernie, look. And it was the same one, I think, for years and years and years. I think he would just go to the bank and exchange it every once in a while so it was new, maybe. Yeah. But I was like, Big Daddy.
No, but many of these $100 advisors
bill and chewing tobacco. That's what he always had in his pockets. And
that was a different
generation. And peppermint. This little swirl of peppermint.
Yeah, to get rid of the tobacco
Big
taste.
Big Daddy.
Okay, so those are four that Lindstrom, in his book, he talks about. Don't do these things.
The four don'ts, yeah.
It increases how much you spend.
Yeah. So let's talk about these 10 things that they use to lure you in to make you more likely to spend. Mm-hmm. And the first thing is that they treat you like a friend.
Right.
A long-lost friend. Welcome back. We're so glad that you came back to the store.
You know where I noticed this? At the makeup counter.
Why do you go to the makeup counter?
Because I...
Never mind. You don't have to explain.
Because I pay for what's... Because I bring the money. No, so if we're shopping and my daughters or my wife go to the makeup counter, they are treated like they are long-lost friends. I mean, those women just gush all over them. And of course, it's not meant to.
Yeah.
They're not friends.
But it certainly makes you want to spend.
That's right.
The second thing is, and I like this one, they sell you a reusable bag or supply large trolleys, large shopping carts and things like that. The larger the shopping cart, the more you want to put in it.
I'll never forget the first time I went to IKEA because they do this. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen one of those bags?
Mm-hmm.
You could put three kids in one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're enormous.
Yeah.
They're like those garbage bags that construction sites use.
Yeah.
Huge bag. And what does the bag tell you? Fill me up. It's a space you have to fill up. So you got more room in there. And we'll give you this cart, this gigantic cart like they have at the big box stores.
Yeah.
Instead of a small cart.
Yeah.
Well, small cart. They have these gigantic carts like construction sites.
Yeah, the carts at the grocery store, you know, you can fit one kid in the little... But you go to some of the big stores and it's like dualies. You can have two kids sitting there and...
That's right. You could put an entire family in one of those bags.
Number three... is they give you a place to put your feet up.
Right.
I think that is a terrific observation. Because you go into some of these stores and, you know, where do they always have those chairs? Next to the women's changing room.
That's right.
This is where the husbands can sit down.
Right. That's right. They have one there. And then the other place they're putting them is near items that they have a hard time getting rid of. And so they give you a rest near items that they want to try to get rid of.
So you're more likely to look at it and check it out.
These are my buddies. You know, they give me a place to sit, you know, and I should do this.
Right. Yeah. These are all tricks, guys. These are tricks that they use to get you to buy things. Mm-hmm. Number four, they offer comparatively pricey luxury items.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So you go in and you're going to buy, you know, off-brand jacket.
Right.
And, you know, it may be, well, the example they use here, I don't buy jackets that cost that much. $195 jacket by one brand. But you know what? You can get a Polo or Ralph Lauren for $225. So, yeah, it's $30 more, you know, to buy this name brand.
That's right.
So it's, you know, they kind of lure you in where you can get this name brand with the right little logo on it and everything for just
$50. You get the real deal, you know, that you can be proud of and wear with pride and not be worried about. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a it's an interesting phenomenon. Number five, they price everything 1 cent short of a whole number. Now, I think I read somewhere once that this started at Eckerd.
Remember Drugs?
Eckerd Drugs. Oh. That I was never interested enough to look into it any further. But I had read that it started at Eckerd Drugs, where they were like, you know what, we're going to beat the prices of the other stores that had everything to the whole dollar. And they were going to, so they marked everything down 1 or 2 cents less. And so, that's
$23.95, $29.99. You know, and my kids, when they were little, they would look at that. But it's only $20-some.
And
no, it's $29.95, so it's really $30.
But, yeah.
You know, and they would say, why is that? You know?
Yeah.
We read left to right in this country.
And right.
We tend to see that left number first.
Right. So the 2 means it's less than $29.99, means that you see the 2 first, as opposed to $30, which means you see the 3 first. So the 2 was less than
2
3.
2 was less than 3.
So
right.
That's that left to right effect. Now, number 6 is... They offer to solve your life problems.
That's right. That's what they do at the Apple store.
That's right.
They have all these guys in the same, got women and men in the same color shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So they're easy to spot. You know, it's a bright blue, bright yellow. That's a Chelsea blue on these guys, right?
Very close.
You like
very
that?
Close. I do.
That's two things.
Maybe that's why I like Apple. But yes, so they have this idea or this offer the service so that they can solve any problem that you have. Yep. So you buy our products because then you can just come here and now it'll cost you for us to fix it, but
they're available.
But we will solve those problems.
That's
for
right.
You.
One of the things you can do when you go to the Apple store, you usually have to wait in line, but they will solve your problems for you, which is a convenience.
It is. Number 7 is they offer free
shipping.
Right. Now, I this is great, but it is a deceptive savings, because you know when it comes to the shipping, they're making plenty on the cost of the item to cover shipping and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to a guy who publishes tests one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the cost to build the test, not to do all the research and everything behind it, but the cost to build the test, the materials itself, was how much it cost to ship it.
Right.
So if it costs $10 to ship it, that's how much it costs to build the item.
Right.
That other money that they used to buy the test itself, that was all profit.
You know those late night ads where they say, "We'll send you a second if just for shipping and handling."
Right.
Okay. So it's another $5.95, but it probably cost $1 to make that item.
Right.
So all you have to pay is shipping and handling. You're paying for the product.
Yeah. I mean,
and they do it with all of them.
Yeah.
So we'll send you 2 instead of 1, but just to pay shipping and handling.
Yeah.
Because that more than covers the cost of that second item.
Yeah.
Now this next one I love because I used to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm guilty of that one.
They use cheap items as the thin edge of the wedge.
No, it's not that one. Do the next one.
Oh, you're talking about the next one.
Right.
So,
but I've seen this.
Yeah.
When you walk into stores.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they position a really inexpensive item next to something that they really want you to buy.
Right.
And so it kind of gets you there and you're looking at it and you're like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the big box stores will use this and they'll have this big bin with all kinds of different things
in it.
As
you walk in.
And it will say, you know, from 99 cents. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh man, it really makes you get in there and dig in there. Mm-hmm. Now, there may be two items in there that cost 99 cents and right. everything else is $10. Mm-hmm. But you're going through there and you're like, oh, well, this is inexpensive because it's in right. this 99 cent bin.
Right.
And it will say, even if it says $10 really big on it, mm-hmm. you're thinking, wow, this is a savings.
Well, you know, the other thing I like about this idea is that it's the open your wallet concept. Is that you walk into the store and you see this great buy and say, oh, I got to have that.
Right.
And now you're in shopping mode.
Right.
Okay. And so they lure you in with these signs, and then you open your wallet, you start shopping, and then you're in.
Yeah, that's
okay.
what it means by the sharp edge of the wedge. It can right. sit there and opens up that wallet. Mm-hmm. Now, number nine, this is one you were talking about.
Right.
They turn bargain hunting into a game. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So it's a search and find. It's a, you know, where can you get the best deal? Where is this? Where is that? It is very game-like.
Yeah, you go, they have these big cardboard boxes that, you know, like 4 or 5 feet tall. And if you dig to the bottom, you know, mm-hmm. there's some hidden treasure in there.
Yeah. Yeah, Walmart does that with right. DVDs.
And Best Buy does it with movies.
You just right. like shove them in there, and it's like, you know, somewhere in there might be a movie that you want to buy.
Right.
So mm-hmm. you're digging, and it's fun.
No. And then you get hold of yourself, and you say, surely I have something better to do than this.
Right. And the last one, number 10, is they pile on the accessories.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, so... they, you know, if you need this item, right next to it is overpriced. You'll find overpriced batteries.
Batteries, right.
And, you know, so again, they're getting you one way or another.
Right.
Now, sometimes it's the accessories, and not just with specific
yeah.
products. Sometimes right. it's the accessories that really makes my brain go haywire.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's like, you know, when you buy... So say you buy a particular service or something online,
right.
and they say, oh, well, you know, this is something that you really need to have
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
You really should have this feature because if you,
right.
you know, this feature, everybody wants this feature.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
What makes me crazy is if everybody wants that feature, if everybody needs that feature, why wouldn't that feature just be added?
Why isn't it included?
Why wouldn't it be included
right.
in the original thing?
Right.
Because it's another way to sell you more.
Right, right. So, and you need to look out for that stuff because
yeah.
if you need to buy two or three other things to really optimize whatever you're buying,
mm-hmm.
now you have to calculate that into the
right.
price.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see that with apps too. You know, you get a free app, but, you know, to play the free app or to really use the free app, you have mm-hmm. to have all these in-game or in-app purchases, microtransactions, they call them. And it's, you know,
you're
spending
that,
a lot of money.
They're doing that with video games now. To
a lot
continue
of video games.
Playing the video
mm-hmm.
games, you have to add more money to mm-hmm. get more features.
Yeah, okay. I was talking to a kid the other day who is in the know when it comes to video games,
right.
and he said that one of the there's a brand new Star Wars game
That's
that came out,
they
Star
were
Wars
talking
Battlefront,
about. Right?
And there is a huge controversy mm-hmm. over it because mm-hmm. they have loot crates
That's
in,
right.
inside
That's
it.
That's right.
That I guess the game developers mm-hmm. included that Star Wars was like, whoa, wait a minute, you're giving us some really bad press right now
right.
because you're making people have to. Not only spend $60 for the game, but then they have to buy these microtransactions
and the
in-game purchases.
Yeah, the most expensive one is the Darth Vader
right.
one. And
which is the one that everybody would want.
Right, that's what everybody wants. And I guess it's going to be decided through case law.
Yeah.
Is this legal? Because a lot of these things are done by children.
Mm-hmm.
And they're buying these things, you know, because their credit
yeah.
card is already registered. So
right.
you hit a key. And is it fair to do this because
right.
children is the audience? Children are the audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They always say they have themselves covered when it says, you know, get permission or
right.
are you 18 years
mm-hmm.
older? It's like, you know, you just click
right.
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, most kids...
And they say, what they're saying is it's probably going to be made legal because there's no other way to do it.
Right.
And so the companies are probably going to win the lawsuits.
Yeah.
So,
well,
but yeah, you're buying stuff. After you bought stuff.
Right,
you know,
the accessories. So you have it with electronic things, but you
mm-hmm.
also have it with physical things.
Right,
so.
That's right. And so when you look at these things, you think, well, these are 10 tricks. They call them 10 tricks.
Right.
Retailers know how to do this. They
right.
study psychology. They have psychologists doing this. You know, J.B. Watson,
mm-hmm.
when he left Johns Hopkins, went to New York and worked for an advertising company
right.
and developed... using psychological principles to increase sales.
Yeah.
So don't be persuaded.
Yes, don't be
mindful of these things.
Yeah, these things are going on, and I think it's a good thing to teach children, your children, so that they don't get caught up in this buying frenzy.
Yeah, absolutely. So check out the article. The link is in the show notes, and read the article so you can get more information about these things. So.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for listening. If you had the opportunity, jump on iTunes, write us a review, rate us so that other people can find us. That's incredibly helpful. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Again, the link is in the show notes. Share our links with other people. Visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/thementalbreakdown. It's a great way to be able to support some of the work that we're doing and help us get some more work done that we really hope to accomplish, especially as we're entering into 2018, because we got a lot of plans for 2018.
Plans for 2018.
Yep. All right, that's it for today. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.